The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a nation of many contradictions. Despite its name, it is anything but democratic, and although it is often in the headlines, it remains largely unknown to outsiders. After she secured a tourist visa, German photojournalist Julia Lieb traveled to North Korea to document what life is like in a hidden society. Her photographs of both grand spectacles, like the 100th birthday celebration of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung, and quieter scenes of everyday life have been gathered in a new book called North Korea, Anonymous Country. It's published by Tinoy's, and I'm very pleased to welcome Julia Lieb to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Can anyone get a tourist visa to North Korea?
It's actually not as difficult as I thought. It's easy to get a tourist visa.
Did it help that you were German rather than American?
In the moment, North Korea is like really isolated and they need hard currencies, so they opened the borders for Americans.
Did you tell them that you were a journalist when you applied?
No, it's nearly impossible to get a journalist visum.
Because it's a lot easier for somebody who is a controversial former basketball player to get in?
I guess so.
What did you tell them you wanted to do there?
I pretended that I'm a tourist.
And with whom did you travel?
I went there twice. Once I went with a friend, and the second time I wanted to go with a big group, but all our male friends, they didn't want to go, so we ended up with a girl group.
Your group was escorted around by three men you call obligatory minders. Was that a constant reminder that you didn't have the same sort of freedom to explore Pyongyang that you would have had in Paris or Rome or even Beijing?
Yeah, so North Korea is different than the rest of the world. And when you go there, you just accept it.
Even more restrictive than when you were reporting from conflict zones in the Middle East or in Africa?
Yes, yeah, for sure, because conflict zones also give you different, like, liberties that you don't have normally.
Well, you just have to duck when the bullets start flying.
Depends on which side you are.
Is it a North Korean governmental mandate that every tourist must be followed?
Excuse me?
Does the government say every tourist has to have some kind of a minder, must be followed?
Yes. You come, everybody has three guides, actually. There's one driver, he just speaks Korean, and two guides who speak your language perfect, without an accent, and they are monitoring each other, and they are monitoring you.
They spoke German, I assume.
Yes, without an accent.
And they're monitoring each other because there's fear that they might be contaminated by having a discussion about certain sensitive things with a foreigner?
I guess so. And that's the reason why the driver, he just speaks Korean and he is monitoring the both what they are talking.
And then they all have to file reports?
That's what I think, yeah.
That's what you think, so you don't know who the reports go to. I would assume that having them around all the time would make you feel a bit paranoid.
You get used to it.
This is an interesting country in some other ways. There are certain things that you're not allowed to say. Could you call it North Korea? Did you have to call their country Chosun?
Excuse me?
Do you have to use the name that the North Koreans prefer, Chosun?
No. It's actually... You learn a lot. You learn like expression like Chuche ideology and military first, like you mentioned too. This is part of it, but they are really willing to explain you everything.
And what about calling the leader by his name?
The leader has a lot of names. You give him like his right name, but he has like a lot of different names, like Eternal Leader and
Glorious Leader, Supreme Leader.
Yes, there are a lot of expressions.
And then what do they tend to call Kim Jong-un?
He's a great marshal.
The great marshal?
Yes.
it is an interesting situation. We have a country that is a communist country, and at the same time it has a dynastic leadership.
Yes, it's the first communistic dynasty, and it's the most isolated country. It's like the last country, Stalinistic country in the world.
Were you able to see how the North Korean press handles the news?
North Korean press, you cannot compare it. There's like a newspaper, but it's totally focused on the great leader.
What happened when you took pictures? Weren't they concerned?
Normally, taking pictures, it's difficult because they just want you to see certain things. But I was traveling over 3,000 kilometers through the country, and I could take pictures out of the bus, or when they fall asleep, you can take pictures.
But you also had good camera.
No, I have a basic camera. It was a Canon 7D. It was very good, but I try to be like low key.
So, but you weren't taking pictures from your cell phone.
No.
That's, I would assume, the way most people take their pictures these days,
yeah,
when they're traveling around.
But first, when you enter, now it's different. But the first time we entered, they confiscated our cell phones on the airport.
Oh. So you couldn't do that. So no. There's no way to communicate with the outside?
No, when we arrived, especially the second time, we arrived at a very sensitive moment because North Korea dissolved the armistice agreement. So officially, the countries were in the state of war.
With South Korea?
Yes, but we had no way to communicate to the outside world. We didn't have mobile phones. We could not use internet. We didn't have TV, radios, and we were nearly the only foreigners, so there was no way to interact.
You say you were the only foreigners.
But
you went to a hotel. There were no TV screens in the hotel room?
In Pyongyang, there are two hotels. They had television, but in the rest, never. We nearly had electricity.
They told you that the hotel was full?
Yes.
How many people were in it?
Often we were the only guests.
These are huge high-rises. When you see the pictures that you have of Pyongyang, it looks like a very modern city with a lot of very tall buildings. Are all those apartments occupied?
There's a huge gap between the province and Pyongyang. And Pyongyang, yes, it is modern. I don't know if it's totally occupied or not because you don't see people on the balconies, for example.
You don't see anybody on the streets? So.
No, you see at the pictures, it's the absence. The pictures are dominated by the absence.
And at night, when it is viewed from outer space, North Korea is totally dark. Does the electricity go off?
Yeah, in the countryside, I can confirm, but Pyongyang now has more electricity.
What was your first impression of Pyongyang? Did it feel like other cities you visited?
Yes, again, it's like if you go to a huge museum out of time. You feel like traveling in a parallel universe.
Because a museum, in other words, it was kind of like a museum dedicated to a modern city without being a modern city?
Like the architecture, you have this proportions you never saw in your life. You feel like a little puppet.
My guest is Julia Leeb, L-E-E-B. Her latest book is North Korea, Anonymous Country, with amazing photographs of that very secretive society. We have some posted on our website at WNYC.org. You attended a celebration for the 100th birthday of Kim Il-sung. Of course, he's no longer alive, but he was the founder of the country. Did the government invite you?
No, I paid everything by myself. I wish somebody would invite me.
What kinds of things did you see at the celebration?
Arirang is the craziest thing you can imagine. It's like private Olympic Games. There are 100,000 participants moving simultaneously like waves. And I really have no clue how they organize themselves because they don't have cars. They are just walking miles and hours, go there, and it's just like human mosaics.
Because everybody moves perfectly. I saw a documentary some years ago where a young woman said that she tried to be as perfect as possible because she didn't want to disappoint the supreme leader. But you saw some of this in a stadium? How many people were in the stands?
The stadium is supposed to be one of the biggest stadiums in the world. It's 150,000 people fit inside. But there were not a lot of visitors.
So it was all the people who were performing. Yes. There were a lot of people performing and only a few people watching. Yes. Why even do that? Was Kim Il-sung there?
No, he
Kim
was
Il-won?
Not. Yeah.
Was Song Il? Sorry.
No, I think it's just an extravaganza.
You also got to see, well, talk about Arirang. There's also music involved, isn't there?
Yes, Arirang is an old folklore song, and it's actually the DNA of both Koreas, because Korea has like a culture that dates back like thousands of years, and Arirang is part of it. It's like the Korean Romeo and Julia.
And so this thing was being performed for people like you. You're shaking your head, no.
Sorry. No, well, it's for inhabitants as well. It's just to show them that everything is working, showing that they have culture, motivating people.
But it also sounds like there is no individuality expressed in any of this.
No, but this is, like in North Korea, people live more in the collective. They don't have the same individual thinking like we have.
You were allowed to photograph classes at an elementary school. Was it like any kind of school you've ever been to?
No, it was very different. Everything in North Korea is very different. And, of course, you see a lot of propaganda, but I was wondering how professional these young children are in this age.
You may be too young to have strong memories of what East Germany was like.
I was born and my country was divided. And, yeah, I was 9 years old when we had the unification, and I hope, I know that it's possible there is a way for a peaceful reunification.
Well, how does everyday life in North Korea differ from what everyday life was like in East Germany before the wall came down?
I haven't been in East Germany, but North Korea is a different situation because it's the last Stalinistic country remaining. It's like the last, it's a leftover, and it has this cultural, about these leaders.
You've also worked in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, Syria, the Gaza Strip. You must be paying a lot of attention to what's going on right now there. Did you ever feel like you were in danger in any of those places?
Yes, because when I go there, I always want to see both sides, and I want to see the stories behind the headlines.
Did you ever feel in danger in North Korea?
Just when they took my passport away, it was like an inconvenient situation.
And when you left, were they at all curious about the pictures you'd taken?
No, they were not, but I got like a lot of problems when I left the country. The travel agency like gave me a hard time.
Because you had lied about the circumstances and they got in trouble as a result?
They got in trouble and they really wanted to sign me some very weird stuff.
This book is interactive. What extra features can readers get?
Yeah, thank you for this question. We wanted to make this book like really lively. So we have movies inside, and my friend Xenia Makulan, she made music. She especially composed music in order to make this content more lively and vivid.
Were you able to record the arirang?
Yes.
So is that like any music we would know from anywhere else?
It's very folkloristic. North Korea is totally isolated. They don't import anything, and they have their own folkloristic music.
What was the food like? Because Korean food is can be pretty good, mostly barbecued. Yes.
To be honest, I was wondering, it was very, very good. Kimchi, I mean, it's the same what you get in South Korea, but for example, North Korean beer is excellent.
I understand that in large dining rooms, all the table settings are there, but you might have been the only person your group might have been the only group in the restaurant or the dining room.
Yeah, it's like having breakfast in a ballroom.
Julia Lieb will be speaking and signing and showing a slideshow at the Strand Bookstore on Monday, August 25th at 7 p.m. For more information about that. And also some great pictures, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. The book, North Korea, Anonymous Country, this is published by a German publisher?
The publisher is called Tinoyes.
Tinoyes. That sounds German to me. Thank you so much for being on our show
today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
And I wish we could go out with a little arirang, but we don't have any of that in our music library.